The subject is, why me? Why does he feel like I'm his doormat? Good morning, Steve and Shirley. My name is Tammy, and I met a man named Jimmy in 2002. When we first met, I had a friend, and he had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm cool right here. We dated for 8 months, and he was at the house every night. So I thought maybe he told me he had a girlfriend already because he didn't want a girlfriend.
Stop right there.
Let's stop right here. why did you even think that? He told you he had a girlfriend.
Up front.
You wanted to believe that he didn't have a girlfriend and he didn't want a girlfriend. That's why he told you he had a girlfriend. That don't make no damn sense. If he don't want a girlfriend, why would he say he got a girlfriend? You understand me?
Do they just do this to make it fit in the box they want it to fit
in? Yeah, absolutely. So one day he picked me up from work and told me he was getting married in 3 days. Ta-da! One more time. Ta-da! Then you said, we went on with our lives and I met someone, had kids by him, and have 6 kids over the years. Ma'am, if you think that I think for 1 minute that it went that smoothly, I appreciate you attempting to put that in the letter like it was, he told me he's getting married in 3 days, so we just went on with our lives. I can't tell you the hell that broke loose in that car when you found out this man was getting married in 3 days after you just thought he was at your house every night.
True.
Okay, you done had 6 kids over the years. We hooked back up again. Okay. I guess you had a divorce in there somewhere, or maybe you still got this man. I don't know. We'll read. We hooked back up again, and we've been seeing each other for 3 years. He has met my kids, and anything I asked from this man, he did. Yes, I felt that there was someone else in the picture because he could never stay over. He would always say, I have my son, and I'm not ready to bring him around anyone else.
Okay.
Okay. Don't this sound familiar?
Didn't he get married, though?
Well, she just said we dated for 8 months, so we went our separate ways. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, he got married. So now he said, but he got his kid. He don't want to bring him around nobody else. Don't this sound familiar to you, lady? Ain't this the same dude that told you had a girlfriend before? Then y'all dated for 8 months. He over your house every night. Then you look up and he tell you he getting married in 3 days. Now you're telling me he said he got his son he don't want to bring around to us. He made me feel like I was the problem because I was down his back all the time. I guess you meant on his back.
Down back feels good when that happened, though. I've had people down my back. That's nice when somebody down your back.
Had Big Honey down on your back.
Stop, man. Keep moving.
Wheelchair. All right, so one day I was on Facebook and I saw a picture of him and his soon-to-be wife. I asked him about the picture, and of course, I was the crazy one. So I called her and told her everything.
Wow.
I found out that they are due to get married in 6 weeks. Like I said before, lady, don't this sound familiar? This dude always getting ready to marry somebody but you. I found out they're due to get married in 6 weeks. Now my house is a mess. When I hurt, my kids hurt. I'm trying to put back the pieces to my life. I have one child in college, and I'm in college. His life is going on even though he came in and left like a storm. I don't know why I have such bad luck with men. I work, I go to school, I take care of my kids. I just need help finding my way through this so I can keep my head up and keep going. I know I have to forgive him so I can move on, but it's so hard. Can you please help me? Yes, ma'am. Let me start to help you. First of all, ma'am, you in college, you got to practice doing you. The reason you have bad luck for men is because you don't think much of yourself. Stop dating these men that tell you up front they got a girlfriend. Now, you want to know why you feel like you his doormat? Because you allow him to walk on you whenever he get ready. Now he back in your life again, you and your 6 kids. He doing the same thing he did before. He ain't coming over there. He coming over there. Now you done found out on Facebook he getting married in 6 weeks. See, you can find all this out up front. That's why I wrote this book. So, ladies, so y'all can quit finding this information out when it's too late and after the fact. Act like a lady, think like a man. Was written to teach women, to teach my daughters how to pick up on this stuff before it happens to you.
But he ain't done nothing wrong, Unc. She just thinking stuff's supposed to go a certain way. He ain't done nothing wrong.
See, he ain't done nothing wrong, but she keep getting done wrong.
Okay.
So the problem is she's not researching these men properly. She's not getting all the information up front. Or when she gets the information, she ignores it.
Or she's just creating her own story that she thinks it's this way. That's, it's all in her head, man. You don't think so?
Dog.
Okay.
You can't make a person love you, and you can't imagine your way up on a relationship. You either in one or you ain't.
There you go.
She don't know what a real relationship is, so she letting everybody else define it for her. She got to learn how to define it for herself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.